72% of managers are not considered human leaders by their people. Wow, that is very interesting stat. So in this episode, I want to deep dive into the matter of humanity and why humanity is important, not for creating an amazing atmosphere at work, but actually to drive better performance. So stay with me because that's what we're going to talk about it. And remember to leave a positive review on Apple or podcast on YouTube, because that's the way for us to grow the show. And now let's get to the episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the World Class Leader Show. In this episode, I want to touch on something that to me is very critical, important. I mean, as all the topics, of course, I bring to the show, but there is something more important than other things, is the notion of human leadership. And if you follow me, you follow the show, or if you follow my work on LinkedIn, you know that I tend to write about humanity and application of humanity into the real business world. And also, which I think is the first time I say here, you know, it was one of my commitments in January and now is taking form, a shape, which is incredible news. I'm very excited to share. I'm writing my first book. It's been in my mind for many, many months and now it's there, it is real. The structure is ready. I started to write. I'm enjoying it. So it's a beginning of a journey, and humanity has a major role and is a major component into the book. Although it's not just about humanity. So what I thought was, let me share a few interesting research, but also what I mean by humanity. And because it's a topic that I know well and I follow, you know, I always look for data points. I'm looking for interesting, you know, insights or ideas, you know, that either validate my point, or maybe they're challenging my current thinking. And one interesting research I found was about, by the way, I don't remember the moment the source, but I remember very well what was written in that research. Essentially said that 72% of managers, leaders, senior managers, directors, so whatever, you know, whoever is managing people, essentially, right? So 72% of managers are not considered as human leaders by their people. So interesting, right? So almost, I would say, not almost, but more than, you know, a third of senior managers, people managers, they're not considered human leaders. So in the way how this is, it gets manifested is they don't show neither authenticity nor definitely empathy. So as someone used to say in that research, you know, they are perceived as robots. You know, now in the world of AI, we can even say they're perceived as AI robots with really little emotions and feelings. Now, again, if you follow me, you know what I'm going to talk about here. But, you know, if the first time that you hear or you listen to the show, let me share my view, right? So in my personal experience, I think the main reason why some leaders lose their human touch with their people is because they perceive that as a kind of dilution to their leadership effectiveness, presence, and whatever. So in their world, I would say empathy really downplays their power. And the higher you go in the rank, the, you know, it's more common to see people that are perceiving that sort of humanity in that way. There are many other components there that affect or they influence why some leaders feel in that way, but without going too much into details. So let's see what we can do or how we can show our humanity in a different way. And by the way, what I can tell you is there is an element of leaders though don't want to show humanity because they perceive, as I said, as a dilution to their power, to the leadership presence. And but also it's equally true that there are some leaders, they don't even recognize that as a blind spot. They are not necessarily aware. And, you know, awareness, sometimes we take it for granted, but it's not something that all leaders have in their arsenal. Definitely, actually, there are leaders, many leaders, they lack of self-awareness. they think they are in that way, but people, they perceive it in a very different way. But if we go back to this category of leaders, they are not necessarily see humanity as a valid and effective ways to lead. Let me say what I think they miss. What I think they miss is really one single point. So showing humanity is not just to be nice in front of people, create a healthy culture, make sure there is a harmony. That is important. But you know, in a business context, that is important, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing, guess what, is getting results. Otherwise, what's the point of leading? So here's the interesting point. So lack of leadership presence, as people might think about, has really zero correlation with being empathetic. In other words, showing empathy doesn't at all diminish your leadership presence and your gravitas in the organization. So really what actually impacts how people perceive the leaders, so the presence, has nothing to do with empathy at all. On the contrary, is something a little bit more specific and is something like the ability to listen intentionally, be there for them, be present, talk to their people as much as possible. So be a people leader. Be direct and on point. So don't play games. Don't use communication in a sneaky way to say, but also not say things. So be direct, on point. You know, there's so many leaders, actually they do exactly the contrary. They intentionally speak in a way that could be misleading or could be something that need to be interpreted. You know, all kind of stuff. And also, I think what is really impacts how people perceive the leader is the ability to use a language for commitment, a language that, you know, shows integrity. You say this and you're going to do that, right? That is something that we don't want to. What we want to is leader, they say this, and also they committed and do this. So is the level of integrity. Also is the ability to be inclusive and passionate. Be inclusive because they want to have people around. Don't exclude people. Not even, you know, don't even talk about, you know, race or gender. It's more about, there are leaders that are excluding people in top conversation, in strategic thinking, in strategic decisions. That's not the leaders they're going to perceive as great leaders for their people, by their people. It also, I think, is be passionate. Be passionate about the ambition and the bold future they are creating for organization. Also, the ability to stand powerfully in front of adversity. Adversity happens to everyone. But how leaders stand powerfully in front of adversity without taking excuses, without justifying things, without blaming others, it's critical. And finally, I would say, is the ability to believe in the possibility that a better future is achievable. And that's, honestly, among all the points I just made, is really what makes a difference in people. People, they want to know there is an ambition direction for the company, and there is a reason to stick around for them. So, look, you know, just to conclude this short episode, which to me, though, is really important because it's a notion, humanity, that needs to be discussed and, you know, more and more. And that's what I'm trying to do. And my book will cover that. To me, really, the empathy is a massive enabler for that. It's an enabler for creating performance. So it's a conduit for elevating human performance in the organization. So my wish is really that more leaders decide to show up powerfully as human beings, not as the new generation of cool robots. We don't need that, right? Here's the thing, though. You need to be aware that humanity drives performance. And I know there are people out there, they don't believe so because they say, no, the more human I look like, the more people they can get benefit of it, whatever. That is just one of the thousands perceptions that can be around humanity. In my experience, humanity is the real driver for performance because people, when they feel they're led by human leaders, they go an extra mile. They do what it takes to commit. They do what it takes to execute. That's the key. I know it's a difficult pill to swallow for some leaders, but that's what I think it's about. So let me know what you think about this. It's an important topic. To me, it's an important topic for many leaders. I see a transition from, you know, old style leaders that don't believe to humanity, or the new style of leaders, they really put humanity at the top and the center of the leadership. But still, it's a very small percentage of leaders out there. So I'm really curious to hear your thoughts, your perceptions about this, and maybe share it on LinkedIn with me. And if not, there is a mail address so you can really, you know, send me a note. By the way, as always, remember that we are on YouTube, and remember the only way to grow a podcast in this world is just really to put a like or leave a write and or write a positive review either on Apple, Spotify, on the, you know, your the platform of your choice. So thank you so much for listening to another episode, and as always, let's see you again next week with another interesting, very interesting, by the way, guest. So have a fantastic rest of the day.